I must say, really disappointed when I heard the news about Glenn Frey this morning. Is there anyone in the world who doesn't rate him as one of the greatest singers ever?
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown.
It all began in 1971 with a smooth California sound that was part country, part rock, and an antidote to the turmoil of the late 60s. Their debut album produced three of their many hits.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down.
Lovely, lovely sound of the Eagles with Glenn Frey singing so many of the great, great hits that they had, and indeed writing along with Don Henley a lot of the songs as well. Indeed, a few years ago he was asked about The Long Road Out of Eden and why they made that, which was I think the last album the Eagles did, and he had an interesting answer to that question.
We've been the guardians of the Eagles legacy for a long time now, and I wouldn't want to have it end where, you know, you're just sort of doing a caricature of yourself. You're just doing a tribute to yourself. So we either had to fold our tent or make a record. And fortunately, and I'm so glad we did, we decided to make a record.
Like a bluebird with his heart removed, lonely as a dream. I've run just as far as I can run.
Glenn Frey passing away at just 67 years of age after a battle with illness. And isn't it amazing for anyone who's linked to him, related to him, to be able to look back on his body of work and indeed to associate themselves with the great songs that not only did he sing, but he wrote as well. Let me speak to music journalist Stuart Bailey, journalist and broadcaster. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning.
I asked a simple question, Stuart. Is there anyone who would say they didn't like the sound of Glenn Frey?
Well, you know, if you're 15 and you want to, you know, crash the car and rock the world, you might think he was a wee bit mellow or a wee bit sad. But I think as you grow into life, you realise that a voice like that and an artist like that tells a lot of truths, expresses what a lot of people are feeling. He had a real lonesome quality to his voice. And, you know, he was in probably the most beautiful state in America, living the life, and yet, you know, the voice told you that it was never, you could never be entirely happy with your lot, you know, and that was kind of that was an interesting message to get off a singer.
Himself and Henley were an incredible team.
They were, yeah, and you know, if you can write Lion Eyes, you know, you can retire, you know, you can say I've done it. If you can co-write Hotel California, if you can have a part in songs like Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, you know, that's an incredible thing to have achieved. 200 million record sales with the Eagles alone, you know, that's hardly, we can't even really conceive how amazing that was. And, you know, a big fallout with Henley in the 80s, and then this moment where it all kind of came together again, and they did have a last couple of laps around the park, which, you know, for any artist, I think is important as well.
When you think about the songs that he did write and the songs that he sang and the history of the Eagles, there was, you know, there was incredible turbulence. You did mention the fallout even between the two main men, but there was general turbulence all the time, but they overcame it. It's not that long ago that they played the likes of Belfast.
No, and, you know, this idea, you know, they call that comeback kind of period of hell freezes over, because, you know, at one stage that seemed like the most unlikeliest prospect in the world. But they had a massive global audience waiting for them. And, you know, I think those are kind of moments of reconciliation and even closure where you do get to remember what you were good at, and you get to share that with an incredibly loyal audience and people whose lives that you've kind of helped to, you've shared moments in people's lives, you know. And there's barely a wedding party or barely an evening out that hasn't been accompanied at some stage by an Eagles song, you know. So that's, as a creative person, that's as much as you could ask for, really.
What did you think of his solo stuff? Because The Heat Is On, Smuggler's Blues, material like that, I think it was in the 80s when I was flying, as they say. And I loved that.
Well, The Heat Is On is very much of its time. I think it was about 1984, and that was Beverly Hills Cop with Harold Faltermeyer, and it was that era of people who you know turned up the cuffs of their linen jackets. You know, it was made for that kind of experience.
Totally.
And you know, he got away from the sort of country tinges of the Eagles, and it was kind of like a pop rhythm and blues thing. And you know, the voice still carried it, and you know, the Miami Vice thing was very much of that ilk as well, and you know, Ghostbusters, he was part of Ghostbusters too, so yeah, I think he showed that he was capable outside of his pals, you know, in the Eagles, and then when he returned to the fold, I think he had a degree of personal pride, you know, after that.
Stuart, great speaking to you. The passing of a true legend of music. Thanks for your time, Stuart. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Stuart Bailey talking about Glenn Frey.